This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to another episode of the number one AFC Wimbledon podcast, the angriest podcast at Wimbledon. We almost had a dream. My name is Lee Finch, and as ever, I am joined by the one and only Danny Baker. Danny, how are we? We good?
Oh, well, angry. Yeah.
Well, no.
Why are we so angry? Who's more angry, me or you?
Me, I think. I think they mean me. I don't think no one ever means you, which is you get away scot free for everything.
Oh, it's because of always the fat Ben Affleck, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's very true. I brought up the attendances the other day because apparently we had 8,479 at the game.
Okay.
So I just sent the gif of Elf saying you sit on a throne of lies to the club because, again, they said it was sold out. They were bigging it up about being sold out, sold out, sold out. You watch the game and there's hundreds of seats in the East Stand free again. So we brought it up on the Sunday debrief, and I just want to say regarding this, a couple of people actually messaged me after and said that they've had two seats next to them that have never been filled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they've struggled to get, and it's annoying that, you know what I mean? One of them, he lives abroad. He's let me get the message up. He's 4,500 miles away, but he bought tickets, bought a season ticket to support the club.
Oh, that's so cool.
But he's never been able to sell it back to the club. And he don't know how that's done and stuff like that. And he said it's...
So are you the podcast Grinch, basically?
I hate Christmas anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, you are Grinch anyway.
But yeah, and other people have said that they've had seats next to him on the podcast. On the debrief, said he has a seat next to him. He'd love to take his boy, but he can't. And every time he goes, the seat's empty. And I said, is it the fact that some people maybe have bought kids' tickets for 40 quid to then guarantee themselves a ticket for, the FA Cup if we get there? Or, do you know what I mean? For 40 quid for a kid's ticket, you never have to go. It ain't a big deal. Or someone else made a point, is that four of them didn't get season tickets this year, but they don't believe they've been taken off the system, and their ticket, they've looked, and their ticket has never been resold, and it's always empty.
I don't know, really. I wonder whether or not it's, with a lot of it, I still don't quite, and maybe I haven't really access this kind of aspect of the club, but whether or not we've got the ticket resale thing quite right, whether it's easy enough to do, I don't really know. There's always the argument that the East Stand is a bit quieter because obviously people gravitate and kind of fill up behind the goal, but I even where I am, there's always the odd seat here and there. But it's just unlike you to be told that you're being angry, Mr. Finch?
Well, no, as I said, it just...
Finch the Grinch?
We've said it before, haven't we? We've mentioned it on the podcast. You know what I mean? It's 8,479 as the attendance, but that's not the actual people in the ground. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why not do both? Why not do the attendance and also tell people actually how many people are there, because then that might wake people up and go, well, we're missing 500 fans. That's £500 that could be if the club resell them. Even if the club didn't resell them, that's still if they did sell them again and you didn't get nothing out of it, that's food and drink that 500 extra fans would buy. So,
well, this is also just opportunities for more and more different people to come and access the game.
Yeah.
Just wanted to talk about Terry Venables, if it's all right.
You got me.
Eltel, big fan, not so big fan.
What he done for England was brilliant, I thought. Yeah. So, I mean, I think he took us, him and what Bobby Robson took us as close as we've ever come. I liked him as a manager. I didn't weren't much into football back then, really, with Terry Venables and stuff and the England set up back then.
I mean, to be honest, for me, apart from the England bit, I wasn't that overly enamoured with him. I know he had Tottenham before, and obviously that was quite exciting for those Tottenham fans to a point, winning in 91. But it was just fascinating listening to how so many football players. I find it fascinating when you hear it, you know, the Bobby Charlton stuff, and particularly with Eltel, how well regarded he was, and the kind of way that other people referred to him, if that makes sense. Because I always thought that Hoddle was always going to be a little bit, look at me, how brilliant I am, etc. Look at me, I can do it. Why can't you do it? And almost a bit, you'll work it out. Whereas I was listening to Lineker and not Gascoigne as such, but a few other players who basically said he was one of the few guys who was actually really tactically aware. It was Paul Lintz, actually. Tactically aware, but you can actually... Yeah, no, not a big fan of him. But you could really have a chat, like actually chat with him about things. But it was interesting because I was watching some of the highlights of Euro 96 and, like, you know, when Shearer waxed in the top bins, or just how wicked was that generation of commentators, by the way? That was for me. And I remember when Andy Gray and Richard Keys were doing, obviously, the Super Sunday, and they went, didn't they, in that big, you know, big cloud. Right, I always felt, oh, you're never going to replace these. But I'm still a little bit underwhelmed. I don't watch Super Sunday that much. But Peter Drury, who's the current one, after Martin Tyler, obviously, he doesn't quite have that gravitas. Whereas listening to, you know, one of these weird things on X or something about like 90s football, and they show you the most ridiculous goal you've ever seen. People like Gerald Sinstat. Like
on the worst pitches you've ever seen as well.
Oh my God. Where is the grass on here?
Yeah.
I mean, my all-time favourite has always been Motson.
Yep.
I just, his kind of, you could tell by the way he watched, listened to the game, how brilliant he, and how much he just loved it, like loved every aspect of it. But it was just, do you think the commentators now are okay? Are you fans of them? Are you not bothered about them?
Well, John Motson obviously was the GOAT. Then you had, I think, for me,
Barry Davies was decent.
Clive Tilsley's
decent, yeah.
Tilsley's kind of got pushed out. Everything's changed, unfortunately, for me. Football's just changing for the worse every season, Danny. Like, everything's now more based on YouTube. So you've got the YouTubers are now popping up on Sky on a Sunday morning, do you know what I mean, or Saturday morning. Soccer Saturday, someone said this first time they watched Soccer Saturday the other day, and it's horrendous now. I don't watch it that much because we were either watching...
We're too busy on the flight to Ibiza, isn't it?
Yeah, or we're at the game. But yeah, everything's just, you know what I mean? It's all changing for the worse. Like now they're talking about sin bins coming in and VAR taking over more of the game, which would just be horrendous, especially with the challenge, the couple of incidences with Wolves, Fulham and the Newcastle one the other night. I don't know. I don't mind Sam Matterface so much. Like, listen to TalkSport. I think he's a good pundit. Probably not as good as commentator. But I just don't get where they get some of these pundits from. Like, McManaman is awful, I think, in my opinion. He's horrendous when he's doing co-coms. The best commentator at the moment out there is Ali McCoist. Okay. He should be on every single live game possible.
Do you think, Lee, it's important for a commentator to have played the game? Do you feel like when you watch, because then obviously you've got normally got your guy who's almost the action describer, and then you've got, you know, so you've got Drew and you've got to have Neville or Carragher, etc. But do you feel like you really need to be someone to get there?
I think you have to have someone experienced next year, because I'll give you an example. On Saturday, we've been critical of the the guys, Mikey T and Rob, not critical, but saying it needs to freshen up a little bit, it needs a little bit to come in. They had Dave Anderson on Saturday.
It was really good, Saturday. I did go to the game. I watched it in Ibiza with you. Dave Anderson, I can't believe you were not in Barry's bar, no?
I went to Tom's bar instead.
Oh, of course, yeah, round the corner, I know.
They were doing special.
The leaky,
doing special. Fish bowls. And you get a free shot.
Pink ones.
And he was brilliant. And I thought it actually made Rob and Mikey T better because they actually listened to what he was saying. They were talking to him. And I found myself really listening to what Dave Anderson had to say. His experience, he hasn't obviously managed or played at the top level. He hasn't done Football League level. But what he was saying was brilliant. And he was very down the middle with everything. So he weren't just one-sided. He was quite... And I thought Dave Anderson was really, really good with the punditry and the commentary the other day on Radio W done.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think it's a really difficult one because there's a distinct difference between the actual talking of what is happening in a game and the punditry of the giving context to what is being said about the game, if that makes sense. Now, you normally watch on Sky, Drury or whoever else it might be, Fletcher, whoever they want to talk about, they will talk about this particular incident and then you get the football player to kind of pick it apart. But talking about picking it apart, probably the two...
You love a link, don't you?
I do love a link. Probably the two... What do you reckon? The two faces of Wimbledon, the last two games? I mean, we're by default going to be inconsistent, I guess, result-wise in general, because where are we kind of at? But
I've got a theory regarding this.
Oh, crikey. What, Finch's theory?
And a lot of praise was... said for Johnny Jackson on Saturday.
Hold on. Are you JJ or are you Johnny Jackson? Because you were kind of...
Jackson.
Oh, you're not quite in the love affair.
I still think I wouldn't get rid of him, but then at the moment, I still wouldn't extend his contract.
Are you JJ Jackson or Johnny Jackson? Because you kind of go, JJ is when you're in love with him. Jackson is when he's one of the boys, but he's not one of my crew.
He's
and Johnny Jackson is, I want him out.
Jackson,
so he's Jackson at the minute.
He's not doing a terrible job. We're better than we were last year, which weren't hard. I think he's learning a little bit. He still frustrates the life out of me with regards to subs.
Yeah.
But on Saturday, is everything, I think we said this on the debrief, what you said, the interchanging of players was spot on. The wingers would change.
Really, really good. Yep.
Lemony Evans would go behind Ali and Davison. Davison would then drop and Lemony Evans would go on the wing. Tilly was all over the place, defended more than we've seen him in attacking role. And I just thought everything on Saturday was spot on, perfectly well done. Tactically, we outmastered a really good manager at Notts County and done
really,
a really good
I'd
number.
I agree with that.
Notts County done a really, well, I say Notts County, the manager done an interview with Notts County after.
Yeah.
Really good interview, praised us to higher heaven and said we could have been 6-0 up half time. We let them back in the game with poor defending, but to come back and show resilience to get back into it. How Reeves ain't been on penalties the whole season is beyond
me. Two great penalties, yeah. The
first one, I was like, oh, God, don't even celebrate getting a penalty because
100%.
We're going to miss.
It's great, by the way, that we keep creating. We must be right up there on penalties one.
Well, it's the XG and all that, but I don't believe in XG. It's a load of rubbish. But I did think about it today. Well, after we lost to Gillingham, I did think, because he reverted back to type regarding how we set up and everything. We didn't change it around as much. Brings Bugle back in for Davison. But on Saturday, was it because Bugle had to step out, so he was forced to either change it around in midfield and bring in another midfielder, or he went with Davison, who I thought was really good on Saturday. One of my mates texted me, he was at the game on Saturday, and said, Davison's a waste of your shirt. And I said, I'm not being rude. I'm in Tom's bar and Ibiza. Watching it on TV, it's a bit loud in here, so it's hard to concentrate all the time. But you see a different game when you're watching it on TV. And I thought he's chasing down. He kept really harrowing them, causing them issues, linked up well with midfield, linked up well with Ali. And I thought he played really well. But that was a forced change that Jackson had to do. And it worked really, really well. And then on Tuesday, when he changes it back to type again, I don't think it did work as well. We created chances at Gillingham, but can't really see that. We hit the post, but other than that, they didn't really make a save against Gillingham. But
well, to go back to the original part, most penalties awarded is us, 7 this year. Yeah. We're leading the league by a couple. which obviously is great scenes. And like I said, Jake Reeves took them well. I think Notts County are definitely going to be in the playoffs. If not, and I'm being bold here, the way that they played in the first half, I thought they were not great. I thought the minute they got moving, I thought they were absolutely brilliant. And I think I think to get promoted, you need a really top forward and almost a decent spine, but you really need to have a top forward with Langstaff, whatever his name is.
Langstaff, yeah.
He's absolutely mustard. Very surprised to read in one of the papers, though, that he was picked in Team of the Week over...
Yeah, I know.
Ali Hamady. I thought that was bizarre because I thought he was magnificent. But
that's mental.
I've been a critic of Jackson, and I wanted to give him full credit for Saturday. I thought like you just said, the way that players interchanged were really, really good. It just shows you, though, in our football and in general professional football, the whole Lemony Evans mucking about near to the box, it's amazing how one little thing like that just changes the whole game and the momentum of the whole game. And I felt that at 2-2, I was thinking, oh, crikey, here we go. But again, this isn't the same team that we had last year or the year before. And fair play to Ali, took his second goal. I thought he was an absolute menace.
Yep.
Really, really hustled. And it wasn't even like what I would call quality sort of football. Just, I'm going to be a pain. I'm going to hunt you down and I'm going to battle you.
What surprised me most about Ali is I said it on the pod the previous week, because I was quite worried that when he's come back from international previously, he has looked tired. And I forget where he'd come. He flew back Vietnam, wasn't it?
Vietnam,
it's a long old trip. Do you know what I mean? I think I understand it, or what he said on Twitter and stuff is that he come off the plane straight to the ground and played. So he must have been just on the journey. I'm sure that's what someone said, or that's what I've read on Twitter. But if that's the case, he's obviously working on adrenaline alone. And I think it got him through the game, because on Tuesday he looked tired, which you would do. But yeah, I thought he was excellent again. Just shows, if you've got Ali in your team, what can be done. We've also got Reeves.
I think the conversation we had 4 or 5 weeks ago regarding the best player and stuff, I think, annoyingly, Ali's right. You're right. I think I was always championing about Reeves and how important he is. And I think he is, but Ali is just somebody else. He's just something else. And, you know, the way that he just hustled for the first goal. The thing that's really, really interesting with him as well, Lee, is he holds his speed. Like some players, they get knackered in the game and they die. That second half, he got that ball. There was no catching him. He was going to be clear. And I always feel that's a real weakness of him. Running in on goal, bearing in mind he missed a one-on-one in the first half. I always feel that when he's got time to think about it, he's not so good. But he took the second goal, I thought, really, really well. And I think it bodes well. I wanted to ask you about Davison. I'm not really in agreeance, to be honest, of a lot of people. I just feel he's a little bit passengery. I don't really, if you asked me, and I'll ask you now, what would you say are his strengths? It's work rate. He works hard. There's no argument on that.
It used to be work rate, but obviously he's not playing that much anymore. As I said, I thought he'd done okay on Saturday. He did well. I thought his work rate was solid. I'm kind of lost with him, if I'm honest.
What's Davison's like main qualities, do you think? Like, is he a great finisher? He's okay. As I said before, I don't quite see him in as a frequent starter. And I think, to me, I would want him up front if we're winning 1-0. I don't want him chasing a game.
I would have had him on Tuesday, though. I'd have started him on Tuesday.
You would have, whatever, Boogie?
Yeah, because I thought he'd done enough on Saturday, and we caused, as you said, a team that are going to be up there in the playoffs on Saturday, we caused them all sorts of issues up front, at the back. Do you know what I mean? I thought Bostock was an absolute donkey. I know you just said Notts County are going to be in the playoffs.
I think they will, yeah.
I think if they don't sort their defence out, I think they could drop out of the playoffs. Or if they do finish in the playoffs, they'll get battered by a Wrexham or something like that. Because I thought at the back, they were horrendous. Do you know what I mean? Bostock's a donkey. He got done by Ali so many times. Yeah, like, just did, pace. Yeah. And I thought up front, they looked good. But yeah, I thought really bad at the back. But for me, Davison, I do struggle with him, because I don't know what, like, Ali, he's got his pace, he's got his speed, he doesn't stop, he He's got his work rate. He can finish.
He's going to also hold the ball up on Tuesday. He held them up really, really well.
Bugle can hold the ball up. Bugle,
it's not like a personal kind of battle against him either, Davis. And I don't dislike him at all. I think he works hard. I think he's a likeable bloke. I just struggle to kind of, you know, Bugle, he's good in the air. He's strong. Ali, very quick, powerful, raw, creates things out of nothing. You know, Hell, even a bit of a pain in the bum and kind of finds a way to be a mischief. Whereas Davison, I just find him a little bit too nice, maybe.
And his haircut is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, obviously, I thought we were great on Saturday. Tuesday was the first half was a non-event, really. I felt the second half were much better. And actually, unfortunately, obviously, when the lights went out, for those who don't know, the lights went out for, 20 minutes. That killed us, to be honest. I thought killed our momentum. And
I thought Gillingham were awful. How they're up there and amongst it, I don't know. I thought they were a horrendous team. I can't remember Bass having to make a save. I can't remember their keeper making too many saves, though, to be fair.
What, in the whole game or in the first half?
In the whole game, really.
Yeah, I agree. There wasn't really many saves at all.
Many chances.
Their goal was really frustrating. That was the boy we were linked with in the summer, wasn't it? Connor Masterson.
Yeah, and we hit the post and then they got up and score.
Yeah. Yeah.
Silly free kick to give away. Then they put the ball in the box. And then, it struck. We said beforehand, we said last week, how many points? I said 3 points, but I thought we'd get possibly only one. So we've got to be happy with the week's work beating Notts County. We're making Plough Lane a fortress as well, which has been a struggle this year.
Yeah. I'm with you. Gillingham are Joe average. And the fact that they are where they are, That will be interesting to see if they continue on that. I thought they were, if I was a Gillingham fan, I'd be delighted with the win. I would be absolutely over the moon because I think beating us now is a decent effort. But we just looked the opposite of.
But my point again on Tuesday, and this week goes back to, is the subs were like for like again.
Yeah,
it was late subs. Do you know what I mean? And I just, it was no changing around. There was it was totally different to Saturday, which annoys me because it worked so well on Saturday. We looked really good on Saturday. That's why I would have gone into that game playing the exact same team. Bugle got suspended. Davison came in, done a good job. So I would have played him against Gillingham and said, look, go out there, give me 60, 70 minutes. I thought we struggled to get going a little bit.
Can I ask about where was Biller?
Well, we had 100% fit. Squad, so
we're 100% fit squad.
So he just must have been
not
pitch. Yeah, that's how I got that because we got told 100%. It's a selection headache. It's 100% fit squad. So my feeling is that Biller was not picked and couldn't get in the squad, which is crazy. You take Brown out and put Biller in.
Yeah,
we've said this before, haven't we? Because do you know what I mean? Ogundeer probably done enough on Saturday to start on Tuesday. Do you know what I mean? I thought he was good on Saturday, Ogundeer. Give him a shout out. So I thought he'd done okay on Tuesday as well, to be fair.
I think okay is the exact word. I think he does absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I don't think...
It would have been harsh to drop him on Tuesday because Biller got himself suspended. But you still had Biller on the bench. But that's...
Yeah.
He could have had a knock. He could have... Do you know what I mean? They don't want him playing so many games because of his injury record. But... We got told it was 100% fit squad and he ain't on the bench. So for me, if we've got 100% fit squad, it means he hasn't made the bench. I just don't get why Brown still makes the bench when you've got, if Bill is fit.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just the fact that I'm not, like I said, I'm really delighted. 3 points I would have taken, I think, at the beginning. I think I might have spoken about 2. I think a win and a loss. Bizarrely, it's a weird one because... If you lose the first game, you're delighted with 3 points. The fact that we beat Notts County and then all of a sudden the Gillingham game was annoying. Still can't believe Shay Alexander starts for them.
Yeah, no.
Really,
no.
And I didn't think he was absolutely terrible for us, by the way. But just quite surprised that he's got a gig. I mean, I'm not particularly disappointed with the week, with the weekend, with Saturday. I think having the extra couple of days off will be interesting for.
I think it would have been
a Ramsgate game.
Different episode if we had lost to Notts County, and then had just lost that 1-0 against Gillingham.
Yeah,
Do you know what I mean? That's a different episode, and I think everyone's...
Best performance of the year from us? Do you think they're not...
Well, I've seen some people say it's the best performance at Plough Lane ever. And some people said Orient.
Orient was good.
We were excellent. Against a team that just battered Bradford, and I think they won on Tuesday as well. I'm not 100% sure how they got on during the week, but I'm sure they won. Notts County fans, not overly fan of theirs. For some reason, they got Billy Big Bollocks syndrome in our league. Loads of them in after we lost to Gillingham, one of them was like, "Oh, so you won your cup final on Saturday, and you can't beat Gillingham." Do you know what I mean? It's like and all the we film the fans celebrating stuff, and there were scenes obviously when penalty goes in and we score the fourth, which there would be. It's called football. Do you know what I mean? What they want us to do? Clap, and they were going, "Oh, look, you won in your cup final. You're only like it's like no, it's just it's football, boys. You're not that big a deal." Do you know what I mean? I find them quite annoying.
What's interesting by now, though, as you can imagine, is that the league table's just starting to sort of form. Obviously, we're sort of 10th, just obviously a place above, who, but I'd have to say, apparently.
But just not full name them because it's
Stockport
ridiculous.
And Wrexham, I feel, are going to kind of run away. Bearing in mind, you also feel like January will come.
Well, Wrexham are looking at spending £350,000 on Swindon player in January. Right. So, I think
Swindon, bar the boy who scores absolutely bundles of goals, not convinced about them. I thought Mansfield were decent, actually.
Yeah, I like Mansfield, but they fell off a little bit. But I think we'll stay around about mid-table. I think we'll end up finishing about 12th probably now, because I don't think we've got loads of money to go and spend. We'll keep the squad together for now, the 11 that we have and the squad that we have. But then teams like Stockport, Wrexham, they'll go out and strengthen quite nicely. Barrow, I think, will still push on and be amongst it. And then you've got Notts County and there'll be other teams doing well. Bradford, Grimsby have just got David Artell as manager. So
I was interested who they're going to get. I'll tell you the two clubs I'm finding interesting in a minute. Morecambe. I've completely nosedived now. Adams has gone. He went to Ross County.
Yep.
And they've got some random. And the other one, which I'm very interested to see how they go, is Salford.
Yep.
Obviously put a bit of dosh in, but that kind of project, I feel like, I wouldn't say they're getting bored at all, but I've got one eye on it because obviously Matt Smith plays for him up front, scored bundles, hasn't he, this year?
I just think
they're not going anywhere, are they?
Don't think they've got shed loads of money to throw at it. When you're in a league with Wrexham and stuff like that, who can throw anything at it, Stockport have got a good amount of money. Notts County probably go strengthen. Do they really want to be spending their fortunes? Do you know what I mean? But they have got Kim behind them, who's got billions. Paul,
Lim's money. The guy from the dance.
I'll be going up there on the 16th, so I'll tell you how it
goes. Of course you will. But, yep, so far, so good. Nearly halfway.
I'm happy.
Got a game in hand.
I'm happy with this season. I'm very happy at this season at the moment. I'm very happy at what's going on the pitch. I think it's good. Management.
Win your game in hand, by the way. Win your game in hand during the playoffs.
Management have their flaws still, but it's so much better than it has been. Plough Lane's a good place to be coming away from now. Everyone's happy. So I'm happy with how it's going on the pitch. We've got a much better squad, better players. Yeah, what's not
as long,
like
as, long as the, you know,
we'll lose games, it is what
as
it is.
As long as the, you know, Finch is Grinch, as long as he's all right.
As long as we don't go
Finch the Grinch.
After Christmas and we go, 24 games unbeaten, like, not winning a game again, then...
It's people like me who should take responsibility, who had a daughter, and then we got relegated because we didn't win a single game from the moment she was born until we played Gillingham at home in the first game of League 2.
Should have put something on the end of it.
Come at me.
Should we put something on the end of
it? What, like a header or something?
Yeah. Right. We'll move on. And then when we come back, Danny's going to be discussing the Wimbledon or the WOD selfies.
The Wombles had a dream podcast by the fans, for the fans.
We're back and we want to discuss, Danny wants to discuss an idea that he has, which I think is quite a good idea. It's one of his ideas, which is quite good. He don't come up with them often, don't come up with many of them. It's usually my back that's killing from carrying this podcast. So, Danny, what is it? What's the idea that you have?
Well, firstly, I'm absolutely appalled at your behaviour at the moment. Just because it's Christmas and you're getting a bit aggy and you've got to go to Luton Airport doesn't mean you have to take it out on me, all right?
I hate
a lovely
Christmas.
Club.
Hate
lovely
Christmas.
Stuff. I was basically sitting there, obviously, the intellect that I was. You sent me a picture because you regularly send me flirty pictures, and you must stop doing that. I have warned you about it. No one wants to see you in your you know, dressing gown or anything. I've seen enough already today. I was curious as to how many different selfies or pictures with players that we could get, right, on a thread before Christmas, but we can't have any duplicate players. So I thought natural kudos is for those players in the combined counties moving up to the Football League. I wonder whether as a community we can challenge ourselves to get 100. And what I'm going to ask is, you know, the young boy Joe, work experience Joe. Do you remember like TFI Friday when he used to have loads of nicknames? Or, like the, or was it the Big Breakfast, if like the Og Monster or whatever his name is? Work experience Joe, I'll call him. I'm going to try and get him to make an infographic, and any player that we've got, we tick it off, and you can't put a duplicate on there. So the rules are basically as follows.
We were trying to do a mural, weren't we? Like the WOD.
In a perfect world.
WOD logo, and then try and get that done with the amount of selfies that we can get. So I sent you one. You said about one I sent you.
So Lee sent me one which would break my rules, but I'll cope.
Because there's two in it, but I would cut one out. It was me and Andre Blattman.
So the rules are, ideally, it's one per person. But if like more come up, then that's fine. The idea is it's you with one player, can't have two players, can't have the squad. It's you and one player next to each other in a selfie. Once one player person has put that player up, no one else can put their selfie up with that player.
But it can be
loads of people going to tie it up.
It doesn't have to be it could be you were walking down Oxford Street doing your Christmas shopping and you bump into Joe Shearing. Take a selfie with Joe Shearing
quick
now.
Picture. That's
Bosh,
the one.
That would count. But it can also be you and Joe Shearing when we won.
Back then, either or. I don't mind what it is, but it's
I'm just making sure the rules. So.
Always the same. So I don't want any duplicates. I don't want any multiple players. It's just you, one picture, you with anybody else. If you don't have one, that's cool.
Go get one.
Go next home game, the Ramsgate game, whatever it is, if you get the opportunity to send one, challenge any player or any person involved in the club who's listening. It would be outrageous if there was a picture of you with a fan. So if it's Ali listening, because he's an absolute G, if Ali G, absolute G, love that. Absolutely.
All right.
If that comes back, my world is...
Everyone's going to have selfies with Ali at the moment. So whoever's going to be
exactly.
sending
so
it
if
in.
Anyone can get Ali's picture in, that's in. But more importantly, if Ali sends it in and goes, all right, lads, that would be totally wicked.
Because my mate Irish
wicked
Gary...
Wicked, in it.
My mate Irish Gary...
Why is he called Irish Gary?
Because he's from Dublin. He's Irish.
Okay. Not your best nickname.
Gary O'Saxby, his name is. So.
Gary O'Saxby.
And... his boy had a selfie with Jake Reeves on Saturday because he had 50p on Jake Reeves to score first goal. Came in, £11 back.
Bosh.
He told Jake Reeves, goes, Jake, can I have a photo? I've just won £11 on you. Jake goes to his wife, give me another tenner. I'm doubling that winnings and gave him a tenner.
Go on.
But that would count as a selfie for his boy and Correct. Jake Reeves. But then once we've got that, if he sends it in second, which Gary loves the horses, and he normally backs second. He usually backs the favourites.
Always does. Comes.
If anyone knows Gary, if he ever gives you a horse, back against it, because it will be coming in. Like, it's still running now, probably one of Gary's horses. But anyway, sorry, off subject a bit. But I had one the other week. I was up in Lakeside. I think it was last Christmas.
Well, the date's the darts. The Lakeside.
No, that doesn't exist anymore. They got rid of it. They've gone, haven't they? BDO darts.
Oi, it still exists in my heart.
No, Lakeside, the shopping centre. And I saw James Shea.
Did you? Did you get your selfie?
No, because I said to my missus, James Shea, it's James Shea. And she's like, I have no idea who James Shea is. I was like, that's rude. James Shea, goalkeeper, used to play for Wimbledon, legend, was on the bench when we won the playoff final. That James Shea.
Yeah. But at the same time, though, just to be clear, though, your missus needs a bit of a sorting out, as you know.
Calm down.
No, but the name.
Please don't tell everyone my missus needs sorting out.
On this pod, when I was in the waiting room, which I don't like being waiting for long, to be honest, I'm going to be very careful with my language. Mrs. Finch, who is obviously our associate director of media and comms, decided to put the name of the room as Pod Bitches. which I thought was sad. But what she has done is she now needs, every week now, there needs to be a different kind of name for the room.
And also, could you not really say on the podcast that my missus needs sorting out?
Well, she does need sorting out. She needs discipline. You need to sort that out.
I sort her out enough, mate. Don't worry about that.
Well, let's make sure, you know, she's associate director of comms and...
Anyway, this is going right off subject, right? This is,
this is where we're strong.
Not my wife needs sorting out podcast.
So, right.
Anyway, so quickly, selfies, James Shea, and also...
Yeah.
I live near...
No, you're going off topic now.
No. Andy Bartram is a mortgage advisor.
All right.
In Rayleigh, so I might have to pop into his shop and have a selfie with him.
Okay, well, anything just say, like
can
that
I have a selfie, please?
Would be outrageous. Now, very quick challenge for gold star points. I want you to name five Dons players that you don't think we're going to get.
Mehmet.
Excellent. Massive fan of that.
Glenn Mulcair.
I'm going to say Glenn Mulcair.
The guy who scored the first ever goal, but then went to prison for hacking phones.
Lewis Taylor mentioned it.
Yeah.
Who else am I going to mention? What about Ramon Rose?
The problem is, you're talking about CCL players, right? What about recent? We won't get Barry Bates.
We don't think we'll get Smith.
I don't think we'll get Connor Smith.
Okay. So let's pick our sort of. Our five-a-side football team that we want to try and get.
To be fair, I don't think we'll get many.
Right. Well, I don't think anyone's going to get Glyn Schimmel on there.
I will. He will, because he was at Bromley for a little while. So
I don't think anyone's going to get Glyn Schimmel.
They will. Because I reckon... you got to remember, when we were doing well and we were going up the leagues, people used to take selfies of the players outside the bars.
Let's see if we get one up. Lewis Cumbers will be interesting.
Louis Cumbers definitely will get.
Because we should do. I'm just interested to see how many randoms we can get.
What do you reckon is going to be the most, Ali or Lark Taylor?
You can't have most.
People just keep sending it.
No, they can't, though, because we'll just delete them. We'll just go, we'll make like a big red X. This is not allowed, and we'll delete it.
Ali one comes in, we should do it.
We'll speak to Work Experience Joe, and what we'll do is we'll have like
Modog.
The Modog. All we need to do, though, is I reckon that Short will just put them up and we'll have like every other day or whatever, because he's got nothing better to do than do exactly as we tell him.
He's up all night, literally.
We'll stick that up and working on Wad Media. Be like, I know. What do you reckon's a fair shout before it? We've got a month. 100? Is that too much?
By the end of Christmas. By January,
we've got a new one. We are absolutely found. I mean, is 100 too many?
100. We won't get 100.
All right. It's a bit negative.
We won't.
Can the same person send in more than one if it's not a picture of him? So if my dad had a picture with, I don't know.
Well, yeah. The only problem
Roscoe
is...
Roscoe Desane, I can send that picture in.
We got one issue here. I think we might have to make a rule.
You've got
that.
A lot of issues, but we'll start at the beginning.
Oh, what's his name? I forget his name now. One second, I'll bring up his name.
So, ideally, you can only send one in.
Tony.
If we're struggling, who's
Big
don't
Tone.
Just make up random names. No, Tony.
Big Tony Wheeler. Tone John. Wheeler. Big Tone. His son literally takes a selfie with
what's
every single player.
Little Tone.
He's got about 10 kids, mate.
Wow.
Right? And his biggest boy used to be mascot every year. His biggest boy used to be, I don't think he does it anymore because he's about 20 and he don't really want to be mascot. But he was mascot at the same time my boy was mascot. And literally, Tony's kids must have 1,000 selfies. They must have a selfie with every single player from every, like the combine counties to now. They'll have 15 selfies on Saturday.
All right. Well, that's great. So what we need to do then is it's one person in the room. You can't have even, and this is going to be really, really rude, but can't have dad with son with player. No. It's one person. That's it. I want the player.
I think Tony Wheeler will complete this within one day.
Yeah, but Tony Wheeler can't because it's a community game.
And
if Tony Wheeler doesn't want to follow it, 10 kid Tony.
I don't know if Tony listens to the podcast, to be fair. I know his friend Matty does, Matty Lawrence.
So if anyone,
one of the worst footballers ever.
Matt, no, he's all right, mate.
Awful striker.
Yeah, but tricky winger.
He also wore Paul Wintz t-shirt to Walsall away, so everyone started calling him Franchise now.
But also,
his nickname. Matty Franchise Lawrence.
With the big wig, didn't he have the Lyle Taylor day when everyone had the wigs? There's always
he was the one hugging Lyle.
Yeah.
But he didn't have the wig on. Wearing... Oh, no, okay. It's just dodgy hair that he's got.
All right, that's a bit harsh.
But anyway, he'll mark so Tony. But yeah, Tony, anyway, Tony will complete this challenge.
We digress. You again. Or anybody with one AFC Wimbledon player, with one person, it's got to be an intimate selfie. No duplicates. You've got to go through. If you see one that you've got, that we've already got, we're not interested. When we've got them, we will make a list and we'll start making these are the ones that we've got.
Will we?
Yeah, well, work experience, Joe. But, you know, we don't have dogs. We don't have a dog and bark itself, do we?
Mate, he's going to retire. Mate,
he's
retire. If you make him quit on me, I'll be fuming because he literally does
rage quit.
Very good graphics for us. He's top dog.
Well, why don't you get him on the pod then? We can pick him up.
He doesn't want to be on the pod.
Why not? Silent man.
He's only 12 and you have to be over 18.
Okay. Well, we shouldn't really be doing our stuff then, should we?
No,
exploitation.
Yeah.
So, in a nutshell, that is my idea. And right. I'm very proud of
it. Everyone listening, send us a selfie of you and a player, current or ex.
We'll create a thread so we can whack them all in one place.
And once we've got one, so say it's Joe Bloggs and Ali Al Hamadi. That's him.
Joe
gone.
Bloggs play for us.
No, Joe Bloggs is the fan.
How long has he been a fan?
Oh, since the John Green days.
Yeah, JG.
Since John Green come on board, that's where most of our fans come from.
That's true.
But yeah, that's it. Ali's gone, and then you get Bugle with someone else gone,
and they're gone. But let's focus. Go let's, back.
Yeah.
Troll through.
I want to see Stephen Gregory. I want to see.
I want to see Stephen. Richard I want to see
Butler.
Toby Ajala. Yes. I want to see all the Butlers. Richard Butler, Steve Butler. You know,
all
Ben Judge. Can anyone make him look slightly better looking? Anything? Alan Innes. Anyone got a worse haircut than him?
You.
Roscoe Desane.
Yes, right.
MC that's... Harvey in a club. That's the kind of vibe we're after.
That's yes, definitely.
Backstage at a 21 Seconds reunion party.
They had got more songs than 21 Seconds, you know.
Mickey Haswell.
Mrs. Darnold. I think I've got one.
Turkey. Something like that.
Yeah, turkey teeth and hair on him. I want to see. I'd like to see what they get selfies of them now, though. I want to see what they.
I don't mind. It could be back then. It could be now. As long as it's.
Same, to be fair.
You know, obviously, I'm going to go to Norway or I'm going to meet him at the sports bar when I'm next in Ibiza. Egil Olsen. Going to get a picture of him.
You don't count. We're not having Wimbledon players.
What?
AFC Wimbledon players, isn't it?
I didn't say. I'm just saying I'm going to get a picture of Egil Olsen just to throw a cat amongst the pigeons.
Well, don't. No cats, no pigeons. Right. That's what we want. So get the selfies sent in.
No cats, no pigeons.
So if you're shopping,
no,
if you're in Bluewater, you're up in the city and you see an ex-AFC Wimbledon player, grab him. It could be anyone because, to be fair, me and Danny don't know what they look like now. So you could just say, this is Mehmet. And we'll go.
Like, all right, yeah, fine. Yeah,
good one.
He's so nice. Anyone can get Dave Fry.
Fry. Yes, Dave Fry.
I believe in Dave Fry.
Yes. What a ledge. Right.
Get him
we'll
on.
Move on. Yeah, so get them selfies sent in to us. We'll get the work experience on it and we'll get that sorted. I expect,
Steve
as I said,
on the podcast.
Osaxby will get one in, but hopefully it'll be quick enough. Right, we'll move on. When we come back, we're going to ask you the question, Ali or a Sal?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
We're back and we're going to ask you the question, Ali or Asel, which one would you have in your team right now? Danny, what are you saying? Ali or Asal? I'm Ali, okay. Straight off the bat, and I think most people will be.
All right, well, go on in. Carry on, crack on then.
Well, Ali, for the reasons we said earlier, he scores goals. He doesn't stop running.
Yeah.
He's quick. He's, skillful. He's got every attribute. He also doesn't really throw his toys out the pram. He smiles. He's great off the pitch. He's a good lad. Seems a good lad. Great with the fans. Not saying Sal wasn't, but
Scouser though.
Bit moody. He is a Scouser, which
and it's really off-putting when he's playing for Iraq, and then all of a sudden he goes into full Jamie Carragher mode.
Do you think the club overreg him a bit, don't they, because of the following that he has?
I think he's a
really good lad. Don't get wrong. On and off the pitch,
I think he's an absolute dream.
Yeah.
On the fact of a lot of clubs, and again, I know we digest stuff and that, and I'm immensely proud of the fact that we've got someone who plays for one of a lesser nation, if you like, particularly one that's had a particularly rough 20, 30 years, regardless of your political backgrounds and thoughts. Any country that's had a war and people like Saddam Hussein and stuff and all that background, if you like. But to have someone like Ali who plays for us, just like when we had Shane Smeltz at New Zealand back when before they thought about World Cups or whatever, I think it's a really good publicity stunt. I think it's a really surefire way of improving your fan base a little bit and a little bit of engagement. I'm sure people in Iraq know who AFC Wimbledon are.
Oh, massively. No, I was going to say to you, there's an Iraqi podcast and they pretty much go all home games now because
of Ali Al-Hamadi. I don't think it does us any harm. I think it's a really, really brilliant. Well, we should. Well, you should, because you should do some work.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think it's a really, really positive move. I'm not sure though, if I'm honest, because I just feel okay. To go into the really rubbish stuff, we're going to lose Ali for 2 weeks minimum in January. We've probably lost him twice. To be a nitpick, he's had a relatively decent shift out injury-wise. Don't remember Asal missing much injury-wise. So I think that I think they are negatives if you want to make a list off Ali compared to Asal. I think Asal's probably a little bit more versatile in terms of we did when we first got Ali, we played him wide and I didn't think he was at it.
Ali can't play wide,
I think Asal could play wide, and I think he probably could play through the middle.
Yeah.
And I think, I wonder whether...
Or a number 10, which I don't think Ali can play.
Before the last 7 or 8 games, I would have thought Ali was probably a better footballer. I'm not saying more valuable or who I'd prefer, but I think Ali could have done more. But I think the nature now that I watched it, particularly last couple of games, the way that Ali can hold, almost pin defenders, keep hold of possession. There was a bit in particular, I think it was on Saturday, 3 or 4 guys, he was like, get off, get off, get off, get off, and passed. I think he offers us a lot. So to have them both would be great. I do wonder whether this Saudi market has got any value or any interest in Ali, considering that I feel like they're probably buying big names, but also looking at, you know, players of Islamic backgrounds. I think that's fair to say. I wonder whether or not he's on their radar. I don't know. What do you reckon?
Yeah, that's a good shout, to be fair. With the Ali SL stuff, I think, for me, Ali can only play up front, where when he first signed and we put him on the wing, I think it was Orient. He was awful away to Orient. And one of our mates, Titch, said that he'll never score a goal for us. That's what he said at the time. Ali would never score a goal for Wimbledon. He's awful. He soon changed his tune since. But has he ever played the game? Titch, doubt it. Wow. But for me, Asal was more of a maverick than Ali. So
agreed.
Asal would pick up the ball, beat two players, and stick it in the top bins, where Ali can do that kind of thing. But Asal would just do it out of nothing. It would be a boring 0-0 game. And Asal would just turn up, bomb, bomb, bomb. Great goal and link in. Asal was a bit more greedy than Ali.
Who do you think is a bit rawer, do you think? The Ali that we have, or the Asal that we got rid of?
Asal that we got rid of was rawer than Ali. Ali's been at pro clubs. He was at Swansea, he was Wickham. Asal came through our youth, so yeah. He was very raw when he came to us, and I think that's what helped him massively when he got chucked in by Robbo, especially at Accrington when he ripped them to pieces, because no one ever heard of this kid. To be fair, when you looked at him and you saw him in the programme a year or two, you thought this kid's never going to make it as a pro. He's small, he's skinny. Jamie O'Hara sent him back from Braintree after playing one game and said, there's no way this kid can play professional football. Mad that he went to Qatar so early, I thought, when he could have been going to do an LE and go up the leagues to
I think the other thing with this debate, Lee, which I think people will often forget, but Asal did pretty well in League One.
Yeah.
And Ali was released by a League One team.
Yep.
So we bought him, if you like. So I definitely feel that it's important to factor into the debate. You're talking about someone who clearly, in my opinion, will probably get a championship move. I don't know whether he's ready for a championship move, to be honest with you, Ali, but I think he'll get one. I think he is now.
If he stays for the season.
I think in January he could. I think the problem with Ali as well, though, which is I think is an interesting one, is I think the minute you go past £1 million, which I think he has done now, valuation, he's now got to come to a club and almost perform. I think you can have a punt, and you know what I'm trying to get at? You can have a £500,000 punt and buy him to loan him out to get experience. I think the minute you go into 1.5, excuse me, I think once you go into 1.5, you're kind of buying to start, and you're buying to be a big player. And I don't know whether he has got that in the championship.
For me, the money-wise, Asal was better money-wise because he was ours. He came for our youth. We got money. What was it? £1 million? So we got that. With Ali, we've got to pay Wickham something. And I've heard different.
No one's got a clue, have they?
I got told today it was 35%, but then someone else said that it's 25%. So whatever we do, we have to get 2 million from Ali. We have to. Because say 25% goes to Wickham, we're still going to be losing, what is it, £500,000?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Straight off the bat, that's a lot of money straight away. If we save him for £1 million, we lose 250 grand. 750 grand for Ali is not enough. Has to be more than £1 million. So yeah, I think we have to get 2 mil, which if you talk to any other fan in League Two, they're like, no chance you're getting 2 million for a League Two footballer. I think the most is Watkins, who went from Exeter to Villa for 3 million. Do you know what I mean? And you're talking about Watkins, who was scoring 30 goals a season for Exeter and has gone on to score and will play for England, possibly go to the Euros. I don't know if Ali, is around about 1.5 million. But because we lose that 25%, I think we need to have more. We have to have 2 million. But that's why I also think he'll stay till the summer because, one, he's missing a lot of January. So will a team take a punt in January when he's off in the Asia Cup and missing a bit of it? I think he'll stay to the summer, hopefully get 25-plus goals, help us into the playoffs or as far up the league as possible. Then he'll get his championship thing. We could do with Leeds selling a couple of their players and then coming in for him, and then Bristol City coming in for him or someone else coming in for him. It's quite funny. Again, you know, I said about a Notts County fan the other day. Notts County fan said, oh, this kid looked amazing. Why don't we sign him? Why don't we offer £100,000? So, yeah, it's not going to happen, boys. You're not going to get 100. We're not selling Ali for 100 grand. But, and Asal went for big money straight off the bat. And probably, I think if Asal stayed to the sun, we could have got more money for him as well, to be fair, because he was that raw. It's mad how he's gone to Qatar. And unless you're watching the Qatari Football League and stuff, or you're Googling him and researching him, how he's getting on. I think he's doing all right over there. But it's just mad to me. I think he'll come back and he'll play in England again. But
Ali, Asal.
But yeah, he had it all going for him. Yeah, it's really mad. I know he's earning big money out there.
Well, and ultimately, I think that's the balance, isn't it? From us as a football fan, we're probably saying, well, you could have quite easily played in England for longer. And he's thinking, yeah, but my bank balance is laughing.
And as you said, he's gone out to an Islamic country. His family are out there with him, I understand. Do you know what I mean? So it's probably a better lifestyle for them. It's a better lifestyle for him. Do you know what I mean? He's not getting rain or snow or freezing cold temperatures at the moment. And he's probably getting paid about, 20, 40 grand a week. So it's a no-brainer on the money side of it. But yeah, ambition sometimes. I think Ali's got the ambition. It's a tough one. For me, I think it's not a tough one, actually, still. I'd take Ali all day long over Asal. But I do love Asal. The Wimbledon Prince.
I'm finding it really, really hard to. I'm finding it really, really hard to justify what, how I can pick Asal over Ali. I think Ali's that good, and I think he's that decent. And Asal, for all of his brilliantness, is he gonna? He's not gonna earn you as much money as Ali. I think the only credit I think the other thing as well, which might go in Ali's favour, is Asal was very, very tempestuous, wasn't he? Really had a temper.
So I like that side of him.
But I guess when we look at it,
Asal could score penalties.
we wouldn't have got Ali without Asal. We wouldn't have
That's
him.
true.
We would never have bought Ali. And I still think we kind of built him, bought him for like that wing all up front. I don't know whether or not it's fair to add, particularly Asal, the year we got relegated, but other things that kind of didn't play with great forwards. Did he play a lot? Maybe he played all right with Piggott, I guess. Was that? Did he play a lot with Piggott? Yeah, he had the season with Piggott. But I guess with him being a homegrown fan, I think at the moment you'd have to say Ali because he's our player, and that Asal being a winger is a bit less. You get less sort of impact, if you like. But Ali is Jeff definitely. He's like you said. I think 2 million is bold, but then again, 2 million in the modern football is interesting. And I guess there's a that it's a double hit. It's a double decision as to how much is he actually worth, and how much is he worth to us. Bearing in mind we have to replace him, we have to stay in the league, or you keep him for the year. Maybe you get promoted, earn a fortune, and then sell him. I don't know. I kind of
It's a tough call on that one because once the money came in for us, Al, I think we were already done. Were we in League One when we sold him? Can't remember. Yeah, we were,
Who,
weren't we?
Asal?
Yeah.
No.
We weren't in League
Yes.
Two. We were in
Yes.
League One and we got relegated pretty much, didn't we? After selling him. I'm sure we did. I
Yeah.
can't remember now.
Yes.
It's mad. But yeah, I think once we got the money, and I think it was money up front as well for us, Al, especially with our debt and stuff like that. With Ali, it depends on what the team offers us. As I said, if it's 1.5 million, but they say to us it's going to be installments over the next 5 years, doesn't make a lot of sense when we've got to give 25%. But then is it 1.5 million and we go, right, 25% goes to Wickham, but we're going to put a 50% sell-on clause, and then
Well, that's
that.
what my dad said. My dad said the interesting one for us is the money that we'll lose this time around, we'll get maybe the next time around. But the challenge is, if he goes on a free, you're done.
Oh yeah, and
And the
that's the
challenge
thing.
is that if Ali is sold to a, if he was sold to a championship club, we're not talking about a 4 year deal here. He'll get bought, and it'll be a two, it'll be a 2.5 year deal in January. It won't be longer than that, because if he's crap, you won't want to pay the money. Like Cosgrove, you could be paying him exponentially for however long.
And that's the problem we have is that Asal was going to go on a free if we didn't sell him. We've got, I think, Ali until at least the summer, because if we don't, we're losing him for a free because he'll stay for one more year and then he's gone.
Yeah, I mean the longest he will be gone by next summer. Fact. It'll just be a question, like you said, of with him, with Curry, with Billa,
Billa's going nowhere.
maybe Tilly, if you want to be really, really bold.
Tilly's going nowhere either.
But what I'm saying is that those four or five players, if Ali's worth two, there's a decent possibility that we're 3.5 million for those kind of players. And that could be quite a big amount of money spent, considering that the loans are coming in end of next year.
I'd love to have seen them play together, Ali and
Yeah.
Asal, and seen what they would have done, because I
It'd
think it
be
would have been
interesting because I always
something
got at
special.
yeah, but I also though I feel like one of the our benefits at the minute is that Tilly and although Tilly can be quite greedy, I feel like Lemony Evans and Tilly are much better at passing. Asal was very,
I'll take
very
Asal over
greedy.
Tilly or Evans or
What, as
Nerfel.
a team player, I thought Asal was very
No, but
greedy.
I'd take, yeah, he was, but I'd
I
take
mean, I'm not saying you
Asal
don't
over.
take him. All I'm saying is though, is Ali going
I'd
to be a
love to
better
see Tilly
player
one
with
wing, Asal the other, Ali up
But is
front.
Ali as going to be as good a player with Asal on the wing as he is with one of the other wingers?
Yes.
Okay, that's short, sweet, and to the point.
Right. But yeah, who are you having then? Ali or Asal? Because you only answered still.
I'm going to have to pick Ali.
Yeah, I'm going Ali.
But I hate the myself for not picking Asal because I think he
Yeah,
was
I do
brilliant.
love him. Love him. Right, let us know what you think. Are you Ali or Asal? Which one are you taking? I think a lot of people will say Ali, but football is very fickle. We're in love with that player at that
You're
time.
fickle. You're
Nick,
fickle.
and I also got to say, right,
No, don't. You haven't got to say it. Only say it if you want to say it.
as Wimbledon, striker wise, we always seem to find decent strikers. I know we've had our shit with Cosgrove and we've had Terry Oblade and we've had people like that. But you think Main, Kedwell, even before that, Cooper, Butler, do you know what I mean? Then we've had
Elliot Taylor, Piggott.
Elliot Taylor, Akinfenwa, Piggott, who else?
Palmer. Maybe.
No,
if you want to put him in that.
No, nowhere near it.
Bartley.
But you know what I mean? Piggott, then we've got Cosgrove, Taylor, and then you've gone to Ali. We had a Sal. Do you know what I mean? So we do find decent, fall in love with
Ramon Rose, attacking, Lewis Cumbers, all the big ones.
Attacking players.
Well, Adebayo Aziz. I'm still upset he left, to be honest with you.
It was when we got rid of Tony Battersby. That was the one.
That's always been the problem.
Right, we'll move on. We'll come back with the final part where we'll be previewing the Ramsgate game on Monday.
The Wombles had a dream podcast by the fans, for the fans.
We're back for the final part and we're going to be previewing the big second round FA Cup game at home to Ramsgate on Monday night, live on ITV4. Dan, what do you expect?
Before we start, I thought you were going to be the big game live on ITV4. You were almost like, you know, D33 on the Big Brother house.
I'm not the best AFC Wimbledon podcast host for nothing.
The sheer way that you intro'd that as if we were ITV4, I thought was exceptional.
All the podcasts, which is only us nowadays, I don't think the others put out podcasts anymore.
Wow, but hurtful.
And the official one. I am the best looking, the most charming, the funniest. Do you know what I mean? Got it all.
You're not even any of them on your own podcast, mate. That was fair with you. Yes, exciting. Actually, getting a bit of a TV game. We haven't been on the TV for a while. I don't like it
that we're on TV on a Monday night, though. I think the
Monday night thing's a bit crap, and it is an issue because we really could do with winning, and
being
at home. I'm not saying we won't, but being at home, they're bringing 20 coaches.
Yeah, 1,500
people behind the goal, which means that they'll be noisy. It'll be the big game for them. I'm not saying it's anything around. We shouldn't win.
It won't be noisy. It'd be quite quiet. It'd be quite empty. Don't know. The club will probably tell us it's sold out. But
that's true. It's
going to be quite empty. It's on TV. It's on a Monday night. It's hard to get to Monday night for me.
If you're Jackson, how are you going to play it? It's just full strength team.
Full strength. Apparently, you got told by the Don Strasbourg we have to play full strength in the first round. I think you play a full strength team. You have a strong bench as well. I think you're allowed to have 9 subs, aren't you, for this? Or probably. It's more subs, isn't it?
Are you basically trying to get on the bench? Is that what you're trying to do now? With 9 subs, you're thinking there's a chance for you or not?
Could do a job. I think, yeah, you go after them and you try and win the game 4-5-0. You should be looking at that. Ramsgate are in what league are they in? The Ryman Division 1?
They're the lowest team left, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't want to be disrespectful.
I think they're the same level as Ramsgate.
Can't stand them. I hope we destroy them 10-0. All their coaches break down and they don't get home.
Right. That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Well, no, because when I went to Ramsgate away, they steamed into us and battered loads of Wimbledon fans and then got their heads kicked in.
Well, let's have a look while we're here.
We went to Ramsgate away. It was nasty. It was a really horrible place to go. And then about 40 lads were standing on the terrace and they steamed into Wimbledon fans for no reason whatsoever. It was really nasty. The police had to then turn up and then we had to get an escort back to the station to make sure it didn't kick off back to the station. I had my ex-wife with me and my baby, like my boy Jack, he's 14 now, but he was only a baby and they didn't give a crap.
Give you some context, Ramsgate, they're in Ismithian Southeast, which they're obviously, as you know, because you've done your research, they're top of their league above Three Bridges and Sittingbourne, as you know. Same league as Cray Valley Paper Mills, who drew with Charlton, by the way.
Got smashed by Charlton.
Above that, they're in the same level as Chipstead, who we spoke to, Lewis Taylor. And I think once they, if they go up from there, they end up going up to somewhere else.
The Ishmael Premier League, pretty much. It's like the Roman Premier League back in the old days. So I play a full strength team and just steamroll them. You know what I mean? You want to get into that. You don't want to have a replay. I think the draw's on Sunday before the game, so we know who we get.
Amazing.
I'm not 100% sure on that, so don't quote me.
Well, who's your dream? Who do we want?
Man U at home.
See, I'm torn.
You know why? TV game guaranteed. So that's another 70 grand. It is, because Man U always on TV, no matter what. They will be on TV because of the global audience. So 70 grand guaranteed. Man U are crap, and we'll beat them.
All you do is talk about the global audience all the time.
But yeah, I'm thinking about our money, mate, and paying off this debt we have. Man U at home.
I'm torn.
Or West Ham away at the Olympic Stadium, because I ain't been there yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do I want to have a big team away, like a ground that I've not been to, or do I want to just play at home against somebody and just watch what it's all about? I don't know. I'm saying, for some reason, I just feel like I know who we're going to get anyway. So if we get through, I feel like we're going to get Swansea away.
Shut up, you Mel. If
we get Swansea now, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing, pretty much. I was going to say sack you, but I can't.
No, you can't sack me. No, I'm pleased, because the fans will go mental. They'll be like, where is the best looking, funniest, amazingest bloke on your podcast? And you'll be like,
the five of them.
To sack him and I couldn't.
The five of them would be writing in. I bet it, right?
Hey.
No, this ain't Don's.
We're going to get more. This ain't Don's TV.
I'd love, Man U at home for me is the dream draw. If we beat Ramsgate, obviously, we've got to pay respect. If we beat Ramsgate, Man U at home, I think, would be a decent draw, TV draw, sold out, Plough Lane. Obviously, this one probably would be sold out. I think it'd just be good for the coffers. Could get a replay. A replay in third round, or is it, do they scrap them by then?
Good question.
But if it is a replay, get a replay, get them up to Old Trafford on a Tuesday night, take 20 coaches up to Old Trafford, do them.
But yeah, I don't
want
like
Newcastle. I wouldn't want anyone like that.
I don't feel like we're in a position where I feel like it is a massive game, and I think we've got to, beat it that way. And and again, at home, I feel like it's just going to be one of them sticky games, the 2-0 maybe. I don't see it being an absolute demolition job. It'd be great if we did.
6-0 Wimbledon.
Wow. I mean, that is massive. That's almost Swansea away kind of territory.
The thing is, what would be a good game?
What would be a good game, Lee?
If we did win and we got the first round draw, Everton away, Goodison Park, last season at Goodison Park, and we went out there and done them. I've been Goodison Park before. I fell down 10 rows of seats trying to impress a blonde steward. Didn't work.
Was she impressed?
No, it didn't work.
She just laughed at you.
Well, I don't know. She was like, I don't even know if she saw me. I think I was like a beetle on my back, hands and legs in the air. I was only about, 20? I was hot. I had hair then. Skinny.
Really?
Yeah, before I got married and had kids.
That's what can do,
But Everton away would be good. I just think you play your strong team. And I'm not being rude, and I don't want to be rude to Ramsgate, but with our strongest team out there, we should smash them.
Yeah, we should do. But it's one of the buzz sentences I can't stand about football. But it's the magic of the FA Cup and all this nonsense. What is it?
It's a potential banana skin.
Oh, that's two of them. Potential banana skin. Crikey. I mean, that is... You might as well bring out David and Goliath and get
it's
on
got,
with that
it's
one.
It's got a potential for an upset.
Oh, David and Goliath. Live
on TV.
Yeah. I've got to miss it. I'm gonna be watching it, but I'm gonna Sky Plus it. Obviously,
I'm well up here.
Plus it on Virgin.
I haven't got to go away.
I've got to get on a flight to Ibiza everywhere I which is Andy.
No, I'm quite happy about
I'm at a Carol service.
Shut up.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? I'm at a Carol service.
You're not singing, obviously, are you?
What do you mean not singing?
You're not singing.
Why do you think everyone's coming? Everyone's coming to see me.
Right.
You know the blind bloke who does all the opera.
The blind bloke.
Yeah, the blind bloke who does all the opera singing. Andrea Bocelli, thank you, Mrs. Baker. One point for you.
Steve Potsy.
I'm basically the Andrea Bocelli of prep school world at the moment.
Well, I was going to say, if anyone's blind, it'd be your missus. But
don't you dare call Mrs. Baker blind. Don't you dare.
She must have something wrong with her eyesight.
She's closing her eyes, so she can't see anything in a minute.
Yeah, she must have something wrong with her eyesight. Or, you know, like when they say a camera adds £10?
Don't you dare. Don't bring up the whole fat
bed. She got dodgy eyes that adds £10. Right. Anyway, we are finished tonight's episode, whenever you are listening to the podcast.
Fat shaming is a crime.
Should be nowadays. Probably it will. I'll get cancelled.
Right. So Ramsgate, you think 6-0. I'm saying 2-0. But we're all in the third round. I think we're going to get Swansea away. Who do you think we're going to get?
Man, you're at home.
Wow. Okay. End of. I'd love to play Palace, by the way.
Oh, Palace away would be decent.
That would be absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, a bit tasty.
Your drum and proper, all that sort of stuff.
Proper, they're ultras. Ooh. Ooh.
The attends, they're out.
You both won't know who to support, though.
Yeah, he'll be up and down when he left and right.
Big time. But anyway, thanks to Gary Fletcher and the boys at Season Master for sponsoring this year's pod. This podcast has been absolutely all over the place tonight. I blame Danny Baker for it.
I can only apologise.
Work experience, we'll get on with the selfies. So get your selfie sent in of you and a player, ex or current. Don't matter how many years back you go by. Get them sent in. We'll get
that. Don't copy someone else.
No, only allow one player per person. We'll get work experience on that. I like that. That's his nickname now. And yeah, thanks very much for listening to the podcast, the number one AFC Wimbledon podcast. And pretty much the only podcast by the fans. Thank you very much. Good night. Come on, you dons.
Go, Bubbles.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.